I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord.
My most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day, another opportunity, God, to experience your glory, another opportunity to bask in your presence, another day, oh God, to be filled with your goodness and filled with your mercy, and just to be overwhelmed by your great and marvelous love. We exalt you, God, because there is no other God like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. And so in all of our ways, we acknowledge you, God, because we need you desperately. God, we're lost without you. God, we're unfulfilled without you. God, we cannot make it without you. God, you are the reason why we live and move and have our very being. And you are the one that gives us presence. You're the one that gives us life. You are the ones that allow us to stand. when the strong winds blow and the storm clouds rage, you are the God that is a rock that will keep us when we are in weary lands, a shelter in the time of storm. You are the great and mighty God who never fails, whose love never runs out and never ends for us, whose love is so amazing that you would give your son, Jesus, to take our place on Calvary's cross, when it should have been us that should have been consumed. It should have been us that should have been beaten, battered, and bruised. It should have been us that have been condemned before, because the wages of sin demanded that death occur. Sin required blood, but because of his awesome power, because he alone is God, his blood was shed, and no longer do we have to slay the lamb anymore. No longer do we have to sprinkle blood over the doorpost. But God, someone's blood has taken the place of the lamb, and it's Jesus, the great I am. So, Lord, with a heart filled with gratitude, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, a heart filled with praise, I thank you for your sacrifice. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your kindness. God, I thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. I thank you for sparing my life, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Having mercy upon me. And are new every single morning, whether I fail you or whether I just hit my body and leave you sacrifice. My mercies, God, that you give us, the mercies that you give us every single morning are new, because you are a faithfully great God. Great are thy mercies towards us. Great is your kindness towards us. Great is your unconditional love towards us. And that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. And so, Lord, with thankfulness and gratefulness, we come before your presence this morning with singing. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you to thank you, to bless your name, to thank you for another day that you have made, for blessing us with the use and activity of our limbs, for blessing us with our right mind, that we have endeavored to start this morning off with prayer. You encouraged us in your word that men ought to always pray and not faint, to pray without ceasing. Oh, God, in everything to give thanks. And when we give thanks unto you, that means that we are communicating with you, that we are communing with you. Because having a relationship, God, with you is the best relationship that we can chase after. Lord, I just heard a song from a young lady that says she's searching for you, that she's chasing after you, that she won't give up until she finds you, God, because that's how desperate we are to be in your presence. God, I'm going to search high. I'm going to look low, God. And, God, I understand that I'll never find anyone like you. But, Lord, when I find you, oh, God, and I'm able to abide in your presence, God, in your presence there is fullness of joy. God, in your presence there's hope forevermore. God, in your presence there is abundance of life, God. In your presence, God, there is renewal and there is strength, Lord. In your presence, God, there is joy and there is peace. God, in your presence there is life forevermore. And you are the light that we need. You said that you are the way, the truth, and the light. We don't have to look any other way. We don't have to go to the way that seemeth right. Lord, we can just go to you and we will find the way. God, we don't have to look anywhere else to find the truth, Lord, because the truth shall set us free. And God, your truth, God, has set us free. Because whom the Lord has set free, the Son has set free, he's free indeed. God, we find truth. And we find freedom in you. And God, not only that, but we find life and life that more abundantly in you. So, Lord, we don't have to search high and look low too hard, because you are everywhere that we are. David said, I can go to the highest mountains and you are there. I can go to the deepest valleys and lo, you are there. I can fly upon the wings of eagles and go to the uttermost parts of the world. And lo, you are still there, blessing us, sustaining us, encouraging us, empowering us, healing us, delivering us, making us over again, changing our hearts, changing our minds, and giving us a second chance to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. And so, Lord, as we prepare our hearts for, and our minds for today, we have started our mornings off with you. You told us in your word to seek ye first your kingdom and your righteousness. And everything that we need will be added unto us. Lord, some of us need healing today. Out of your word that as we have sought you, God, you'll add everything unto us. Some of us need a way made today. Some of us need deliverance, Lord, today. Some of us need a breakthrough today. Some of us need a door open today. In the mighty name of Jesus, some of us need you to cleanse our heart and cleanse our mind and remove all manner of bitterness and spitefulness and vengefulness, Lord. God, anything that will cause us to be separated from you, God, and anything that will cause us to be in lack, Lord, we are desperate for you, Lord, to come the more and have your way. God, honor your word to us. Honor your promises to us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because your promises are yea and amen. Your promises are sure. Your promises are guaranteed, and that's what we live on. That's what we can stand upon, and that's, Lord, what we believe in are your promises. So, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Lord, I preached on Sunday that you have made us into landmarks. And the first landmark, Lord, that I talked about on Sunday was the landmark of holiness. Lord, you've made us to be pillars wherever we might find ourselves to be at, whether on our jobs or in our communities, at school, in the supermarket, Lord, walking to work, oh God, riding the metro to work, or Lord, however, whatever you might bring towards us in a given day. Lord, you made us to be landmarks. You made us to stand. You made us to be pillars, God, that the world might see, Lord. And, Lord, I don't want to be a pillar. I don't want to be a landmark, God, that's filled with mess. Lord, I don't want to be a pillar. And I don't want to be a landmark, God, that's covered, oh, God, in dirt, God, and covered with things that are unseemly, Lord, that those that come to inquire and those that come to be encouraged and those that come, oh, God, to get an answer, Lord, will be, oh, God, a fretful or God, to be dismayed, Lord, because I'm not presenting an image and I'm not presenting, oh, God, the quality, oh, God, and I'm not presenting the high mark, God, that you have set for us. So, Lord, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, make us over. You are the master builder. You are the potter. You are the clay. God, smooth us out right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Make us vessels of honor, instruments of praise, landmarks of holiness. God, that you will get the glory out of our lives. And someone might see us as a beacon of light, a beacon of hope. That they will come and ask us, what must I do to be saved? Help us to stand, oh God, today, in the name of Jesus. Gird us about with truth. Place on us the breastplate of righteousness. God, allow us to walk with our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Lord, I'm talking about a landmark that's fully equipped in the mighty name of Jesus with the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, God. Oh, God, to keep you, oh, God, and to be mindful of you, God, and to find ourselves fervent in prayer, God, because the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And when we find ourselves praying, God, we'll be able to be ready and meet for the Master's usage, that when you need us to stand and when you need us to be the light and when you need us to be the landmark, God, that people will come for reassurance, that people will come, oh, God, for encouragement, Lord, to have the right things to be able to give them. To encourage them, to empower them, to lead them to you. Thank you, God, for this day. But this is the day that you have made. And because you have made this day, Lord, we can already guarantee that we can rejoice and be glad in it. We can walk in victory. We can walk in power. We can walk in your might. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for not leaving me alone. Honor our consecration today. Strengthen our bodies from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. And, Lord, not only do I pray for a revival spiritually, God, so, Lord, as we pray and fast today, Lord, but I pray for a revival to break forth in the midst of our workers' meeting, Lord, as it begins today. Lord, I pray that you would move by your power, move by your spirit, move by your might, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and fall afresh on every heart and every mind and every soul. Lord, bless us and keep us, oh, God. That's our prayers today. We need you, God. We can't make it without you. So we exalt you, God. We love you, Lord. We lift our voice, Lord. We worship you and adore you. We honor and adore you, God. We magnify you and glorify you because there is absolutely none like you. So have your way in us. Bless your people today. Keep us, Lord, are our prayer. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We thank God. Amen and amen.